This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. The U.S. House of Representatives has approved a ban on imports of Russian oil. AP's Mike Rossia reports from Washington.
As part of a busy late-night flurry of votes, the House overwhelmingly approved legislation that would ban the import of Russian oil products to the United States. The bill would put into law restrictions announced by President Joe Biden in response to Russia's military invasion of Ukraine. The bill passed by the House goes beyond the ban on Russian oil imports. It would also encourage a review of Russia's status in the World Trade Organization and show U.S. support for sanctions on Russian officials for human rights violations. The bill passed on a 414-17 vote and now goes to the Senate. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is on a three-day trip to Poland and Romania to rally NATO allies against Russian aggression. Her trip is overshadowed by a misunderstanding over Warsaw's offer to make its fleet of MiG-29 jet fighters available to Ukraine. The Biden administration was caught off guard by Poland's public offer on Tuesday to donate the Soviet-era aircraft to the U.S. so they could be transferred to Ukraine. The Pentagon immediately opposed the move, describing it as high risk and untenable. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki admitted to a temporary breakdown in communication with Warsaw. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has been asking for the jets, which his pilots know how to fly. He has also pleaded with NATO to declare a no-fly zone over his country to protect it from Russian airstrikes. An alliance of British charities has warned that millions of elderly and disabled Ukrainians are at high risk because they are unable to flee the fighting. The United Kingdom Disasters Emergency Committee said Thursday that more than 2 million people have fled Russia's military assault. It noted that older people and those with disabilities in Ukraine risk being left behind when others flee. It said they urgently need protection and assistance. This is VOA News. Rio Tinto on Thursday became the first major mining company to announce it was cutting all ties with the Russian businesses. The British-American miner has previously said it has no operational assets or employees to pull out of Russia or Ukraine, but the move comes as Western firms come under increasing pressure to exit Russia. Leading U.S. companies like McDonald's, PepsiCo, Coca-Cola, and Starbucks stopped trading with Russia this week. Other Western firms that have ended operations in Russia include Dutch brewer Heineken and Universal Music Group. Yoon Suk-yeol was elected South Korea's next president Thursday. Yoon, the standard-bearer of the main opposition People Power Party, posted a razor-thin victory over Lee Jae-myung of the ruling Democratic Party, making it South Korea's most closely fought presidential election. The bitter campaign, marked by back-and-forth name-calling and accusations of corruption between Yoon and Lee, prompted observers to call the race the unlikable election. The conservative Yoon, a former prosecutor, has promised to build a stronger alliance with the U.S. and take a more hard-line approach towards North Korea than that of outgoing President Moon Jae-in. He has also promised to improve relations with Japan, which sank to new lows during Moon's presidency over lingering disputes related to Japan's colonial-era occupation of the Korean Peninsula between 1910 and 1945. President-elect Yoon begins his single five-year term in May. About 250 residents have been forced to evacuate after Indonesia's Mount Merapi volcano erupted Thursday, spewing hot lava down its slopes and sending large clouds of hot ash into the air. The volcano on the densely populated island of Java erupted at least seven times before and after midnight. The rumbling sound could be heard several kilometers away. No casualties were reported. And American singer-songwriter Lionel Richie was honored in Washington, D.C. Wednesday night. Here's AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel.
A major honor for a big-name singer-songwriter. Endless love. There was no shortage of love for Lionel Richie as friends and colleagues in the music world attended a special night in his honor. He received this year's George Gershwin Prize, given out each year by the Library of Congress. Richie, who has had a big string of hits over the decades, got to hear others' takes on those hits during a tribute concert in his honor. Among those paying tribute, Gloria Estefan,